Breakfast with Martin Pastor.
On the line right now, we have our Minister of the Police, Mr. Becky Cele. Mr. Cele, good morning. Good to hear your voice again. How are you doing?
It could be better, Mr. Chakaranda. Good morning. How are you?
Same. No, I can imagine you don't get a lot of sleep right now, and you're a very busy man. I want to tell you, I appreciate your time very, very much. So we have lots of questions for you. I'm going to shoot right away. I'm going to get in there and fire away. First question that is coming up a lot from our listeners, Mr. Cele, is about child custody. What can you tell us about that during the lockdown period?
Well, look, man, the situation is abnormal. So things can't just be normal. What we would encourage is that the child is where she or he is and stays with the parent where, for instance, if the parents exchange the opportunity of the child, this just 3 weeks be there. Unless you say it's essential for the child to move, like, let's say, the doctors of the child, things like those, are with the other parent. That does cause the movement. But if it's just normal exchange, you say it's your week, it's my week, and all that, that will really encourage that. Just let another person have an extra bonus of skipping one more week or 2 weeks.
Okay.
But indeed, if it is, you get the medical care from me, that essential will have to move where it gets things like those.
Okay, so you must decide by tonight which parent is keeping the child, and the child stays there unless during that time the child needs to move for medical reasons.
Yes. Let's say the child stays here, and then in the middle of all of it, there is a medical condition that is supposed to be done by the other parent, so that becomes essential for the child to move.
Questions also coming in about the arrests. Were there arrests around the coronavirus, people moving out of quarantine? Could you confirm that?
Two already have been arrested in KZN, one in Newcastle, who deliberately knew that is positive, continued with the work that he's doing without telling in that kind of work, was with 15 more people. The other one was told somewhere in Kruger National Park, but moved to KZN to another lodge. Those two have been arrested. The other one, KZN, has been charged with attempted murder already.
Thank you for that. All right, questions coming in from our listeners quickly.
I commute from Pretoria to Sandton. I'm seen as an essential staff member that needs to work during this lockdown period, but we have still not been issued with letters or permits. So I'm just worried if I get pulled over by the military or the police, how will I prove that I am seen as one of the essential workers that needs to go to the office?
No permit yet. How does she prove she's an essential worker?
Well, yes, no permit yet. That's true. But what we have requested is that the employers of those essential workers will have to give. It maybe initially it is a problem. We take your word, but the employers will have to give some kind of proof. People like garage health workers, usually they do have identification that I'm a nurse, I'm a doctor, and all that. I think that category is not troublesome. But if you work in garage, you have the card and all that. Look, we don't have a reason of not taking the word of the people. But again, if you abuse that and you do other things and you are caught, it's a problem. It's a problem.
We're going to get back to that in a moment. A lot of questions around shopping like this.
Good morning. Just want to find out, what is the protocol on leaving your home to go to the shop or emergency? I heard that one can only go once a week. I heard you have to carry a license with that it gets scanned, and they check to see if you've bought something and what you've bought. Yeah, I'd just like to clarify that. Thank you.
I sense a lot of fake news around that. What is the real news, Minister?
I hear you very well, but I don't hear you.
The call about, very well. That's fine. She's asking about shopping. What are the rules and regulations around shopping. She heard that you can only go once a week, etc., etc. What is the real news about shopping?
The real news about shopping is that you go out for essentials. That essential is food. That's why the supermarkets will be open. And it's food. Let's say there are supermarkets that are multi, that sells alcohol, sells clothing and all that. You don't buy all that stuff. You go there for food, not for clothing, not for your new fridge and all that. No.
Okay.
So that's one. And then two, you go for your pharmacies, your essentials, your tablets and all that kind of stuff. Again, on that stuff, we take your word that you are going there and all that, but things like medical care, you would have some form of a proof, otherwise your doctor's letter or the previous kind of the dispensation that you had, well, unless it's something new that will go there. But how many times? As few as you can, but there is no time that has been put there. But again, you can't go every day going out there. The principle here is that you must stay home as much and be less contact with the new people as less as you can. Keep the contact with the people that you have been with all the time, but any new person really avoid as much as you can.
So the shops are open for shopping for essentials for groceries. You can go there at, there's no limit in terms of how many times a week or during the course of the day, but you're asking people to be responsible. Is there a limit to how many people are, for instance, in a car going to the shop?
Yes, I think the Minister of Transport did yesterday. For instance, he suggested that the car that carries, a sedan, a car like that, that carries up to four people. We encourage that the person can carry one in a maximum two. The people that carry eight people carry three. Still the space that you create in the car. But everybody, including taxis, those that will be taking essential people, you cut your normal load just to help. To keep the people healthy.
How will the police and the military be deployed? Are they going to be standing on the streets or patrolling the streets? How are they going to do the roadblocks?
Look, I'm getting briefed. The police responsible, army supports the police. I'm getting briefed at 12 how the things are going to start. Indeed, I'd be only be able to explain properly. But one thing, the deployment must create a lockdown, which means you're supposed to be where you are by the time I'm told is 23:59. If you are there 23:59, be sure that you are there where you want to be there for a long time, for 3 weeks.
Just last couple of questions, Minister.
If we live in a private estate, are we allowed to exercise or run or jog within the estate?
A lot of questions coming in about private estates. You know, these housing estates, residential estates. Will people be able to move around within the estate?
Look, this should not punish people. This should not punish human beings. But at the same time, human beings must understand that is the well-being of themselves and the rest of us. When you look at the world, when you look at your Italy, you look at your Spain, I'm told Spain has just overtaken China. So it's Spain comes after Italy now. So those are the deaths. At one day, 24 hours, 627 people died in Italy. So let's work hard with all the pain, with all the hesitation and not belief. These things do happen. So if you, indeed, people are not arrested, but the main principle, even when in the estate and all that, you can't be a group of people walking around. If you avoid any form of contact, it's just you. away from other people. We are not going to say people then are arrested, they can't do that. But at the same time, you can't just do things that you're not supposed to do because you're at the estate. All of a sudden, you're a group of five people walking around. That's why we said there is no dog walking here, because that is not really essential. While it's a good thing, lecture and all that. But for 3 weeks, unfortunately, those are the things. And remember, these things for now are for 3 weeks.
And last question, the kind of jurisdiction that the Army would have, as well as the SAP, they will, if you transgress any of these laws, will they arrest you? Will they detain you? Is there a fine? How does it work?
Well, under the state of disaster,
yeah,
the police are still responsible. Unless we cross the line and we go to the state of emergency, which is the next one. That one has got a lot of discomfort. We just hope that people behave so that there is no need of moving to that. That one, Army takes over, police becomes secondary. And so Army knocks on your door, Army grabs you around and all. On this one, if you do something that you're not supposed, Army gets you but hands you over to the police. And the police will follow the procedures that are supposed to open the case and all that, detain you if you're supposed to be detained. It would be some form of the normal arrest under the police.
But
the arrest under Army, there is no normal arrest really. Be told your rights and everything like those. Rights are almost zero under the state of measures. Rights are limited here, but they still exist.
Are you sure about the law around the alcohol, hey? No sale.
Yo.
Are you sure? Minister, you can change your mind now.
Absolutely not that one. The alcohol shutdown, I'm told that queues are long already. people are waiting for 9 o'clock. Queues are very long. And when 6 comes today, it will be the last 6 and all that. So after 12 midnight, you can carry this alcohol you have bought from your place to your cousin's place. So if you buy it now at 6, you keep it in your house, it would be criminal to carry any form of alcohol in your boot or anywhere else to move it from point A to point B. Keep it where you think you'll use it, and there is no coming together, there is no partying, and there is nothing of that sort.
Minister, keep healthy. Thank you for your time. And the work that you do, we appreciate it so much. And I'm presuming you'll give us updates right throughout the lockdown from government, right?
Let me tell you, all of us on this one, we need to be extra. As the president has said, we need to do extraordinary things that we have never done before. Not just us all, your listeners and every South African. Let's be responsible on this one.
Minister Becky Cele, thank you for your time. Keep safe, keep healthy.
Much.
Thank you so much. Cheers. Bye-bye. Bye. That is our Minister of Police on the line, Mr. Becky Cele. I moved through as many questions as we possibly can. Lots of questions still coming in, and I can tell you now, looking at some of these questions, we can answer them for you. So stay close. We'll run through some of those questions for you. I've got the full list of do's and don'ts. I just wanted to, and it's also up on our social media, by the way, the lists of do's and don'ts. I just wanted to ask him and probe him on some grey areas, like the custody, etc., etc. But listening to him talk now, we're under a state of disaster. Mm-hmm. He did allude there to the fact that if we have to move to a state of emergency, then you're very, very restricted. You're already restricted. Mm-hmm. If I were you, I wouldn't take chances. Mm-hmm. Think about it. He's given the police and the army clear instructions, keep people apart, keep them at home. Mm. You can still go to the shop. Mm. You can still go to the pharmacy. Don't abuse it. Mm. Don't say you're going to the shop and then you're going to go and visit people.
You're going visit, yeah.
Because I can tell you now, if this thing gets out of control and they can't keep people at home, they will switch. By the sounds of it, they can.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that's what they're going to do. Mm-hmm.
But if it's necessary, it's definitely going to happen.
He was talking there about that one. If they have to move to that one, then there's
nothing.
And
we'll only get to necessary if you don't listen. And if you continue, if we all just do as we please. If we listen and we stick to the rules, then we wouldn't have to get to any kind of emergency or that next level kind of.
They're still giving us freedom of movement to a shop, to a pharmacy. If your child is in custody and it needs for medical care, needs to move to parent. So there is a claim leeway. The moment we abuse it, dan gaan nonsense wees. So South Africa, can we do this? 084-850-0942.
We always keep it real. On Breakfast with Martin Bester. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. 6 to 9 a.m. What I love about Martin is that he's real.
And he's got a wicked sense of humor too. It's a fantastic package.
Jacaranda FM.